So we come to the end of another day of practice. And probably you can think back on many different moments of times when things were difficult, maybe when times were beautiful, when you were sleepy, when you were excited, when you were confused, when you're happy. So we talked before about the cultivation of metta, of goodwill cultivation. And this is a helpful state to develop in general for relating to oneself and other beings. Sense of goodwill or metta. But what if you encounter someone who is suffering? And this one could be even yourself. So then there's a slight angle that the metta can take into compassion, flavor of compassion. So someone had asked me also, oh, how do you deal with many difficult memories coming up from the past? Or how do you deal with pain in the moment? So we can be present with it. We can become aware of our relationship to it. And notice if we're able to be with it. It's also possible sometimes to remember this quality of compassion, which is really as simple as just remembering, like, oh, this is difficult. This is hard. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from pain. So likewise, if you encounter someone else who seems to be suffering, maybe you see someone here on retreat who seems to be having difficulty, or you hear someone crying. So mostly we'll leave them in their own process. But you can wish well for them in this way, with compassion. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from pain. Or even just recognizing, I care about your pain. I'm sorry you're having a hard time. So just any genuine expression of this sense of caring about the pain. The state that's considered the near enemy of compassion, so it's close to that but not that, is pity. So pity is like, I feel sorry for you. You know, I'm up here, you're down there. Whatever's happening to you could never happen to me. Or even self-pity. So self-pity is like feeling sorry for yourself. Like you're the only one who's ever gone through whatever difficulty you're going through. So this compassion has a different quality of sense of connection and warmth. And in some ways recognizing the universality of the suffering, whatever it is that you are touching. So if you like, we can look back on your day and see if you can remember or bring to mind some time that you were having difficulty, which could be even right at this moment. Could be physical pain or emotional difficulty, confusion or loneliness. You can just hold yourself in your own heart with warmth. May I be free from suffering. I care about this pain. May I be free from difficulty. And you can make it specific if you like to whatever's happening. May I be free from sorrow, free from fear, free from sadness. So wishing this, but without a leaning forward. So without a grasping at the state of freedom from suffering. And you could bring to mind someone else who you've encountered who's suffering. It could be a particular person you know. It's helpful if it's not the person you're closest to, who you're very attached to. In the beginning of the practice, at least. It could be somebody that you know from your neighborhood or work, a friend. You can hold them in your heart and wish, may you be free from suffering. May you be free from pain. I care about your pain. You can feel free to translate this kind of phrase into whatever your native language is, whatever the language of your heart is. You can say it in whatever words are most meaningful for you. Now you could consider even a group of people who are having suffering. It could be people that you know personally or who you have read about. People who are living on the street or battling with addiction. People who are refugees or in war situation. Just holding them in your heart and noticing if the heart is struggling with the response. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from pain. I can consider all of your fellow meditators here and all of the ups and downs that we've had during this time. The struggles with the body, struggles with aspects of the mind, sadness or confusion, loneliness, sleepiness, restlessness. May we all be free from suffering. May we all be free from pain. And we can include all of the people here. Can include all the animals, all of whom are subject to pain and difficulty. We can expand out to include people all over the continent and all over the world. And all living beings. May we all be free from suffering. May we all be free from pain. They can rest back in awareness. With this sense of warmth of connection. Come back to a sense of the body sitting, body breathing. And shift back to your Vipassana practice. But you can remember that there's always this possibility of remembering compassion when it's needed. It's always there for you to call upon. I can appreciate your good efforts today. The first few days of retreat can often be challenging. Sometimes the body is getting used to being here. Sometimes sleepy, sometimes restless. The mind can be very chaotic. You can feel good about your efforts to practice. It's considered a very wholesome way for us to spend our time, regardless of how you judge the results. You can feel what is the compassionate thing to do right now. If you have energy for more practice, you can continue in any posture. If you're tired and think it's time to go to bed, then you can take yourself in that direction. Let's see if you can very gently continue this practice of awareness as you go through the motions of getting ready for bed. So just see if you can continue very patiently, lightly, continuity as you're brushing your teeth, as you're changing your clothes, as you're getting into bed. And even very light curiosity about what it's like as the mind is tired, as you're drifting off to sleep. If you like, you can even take a vow, like, may I wake up remembering awareness. You can see when you wake up, whether it's in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or in the morning, and remember sense of presence. So thank you for your practice today, and I wish you well for a good night.